Welcome to Two Beards, One Garage. This is a podcast where two pizza makers living in La Crosse, Wisconsin, discuss Wisconsin sports and life without a filter. We take off the Wisconsin sports goggles and tell it like it is. This is a guys podcast, and if you are easily offended, triggered, or all the other shitty words people make up when they hear different opinions than their own, you may want to choose a better, more woker podcast to waste your time with, because we don't give two fucks. Things will most likely fly off the rails from time to time, so sit back, crack a beer, and just enjoy two dirtbags talking sports.
In a world being overrun by a bunch of douchebags, scared to speak their mind, there are two men trying to change the game, one podcast at a time. They go to great depths to secure the sacred art of tearing apart pro athletes who are much more talented, good-looking, and richer than them. Will they be able to bring the common man closer to the athletes? Probably not. But they'll go down fucking swinging as they try. This is Two Beards, One Garage.
Yo, 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 what is up, you stapler love and slapdick? It is Harky and Z. Back for another episode of Two Beards, One Garage. It is, fuck, I don't even know what it is, July 26th.
Yep.
That's the only reason I knew that, because my wife's due date is tomorrow.
Yep.
Doubt that little shitbag's coming, guy or girl. But, yeah.
Whoa.
She baby? I don't know.
I don't know what the correct term is, but don't be genderizing it.
Wait,
before
so
it's born.
I'm wondering, because usually the male, if you can handle being down by the old fucking puss when the kid's coming out, usually the male's the one to kind of say the gender first. I don't want that woke mob coming to the,
yep,
burning down the fucking Gunderson.
Exactly. Don't fuck with that.
Yeah, so maybe I won't declare it. Maybe I'll just whisper it into Pav's ear. And,
yep. That just to be safe.
Yeah, it's, hey, you know, we're just trying to catch up with this woke movement. You,
yep,
know us that we
slowly
are,
but surely we're getting,
yeah,
more woke and woke every day.
Oh yeah, we got some fucking sports to talk about. So I'll.
Yesterday was my father's 58th birthday.
Oh,
yep.
Happy birthday, Richie.
Yep,
58.
Looked like they were coming back from Yellowstone. They stopped by my sister Caitlin in Minneapolis and. Caitlin went back on Tuesday because,
nice,
now,
well,
training,
now,
camp's,
yeah, now
going.
Shit's rolling for,
yeah,
us.
Yeah, so she's she got screened, doesn't have coronavirus, so that's good too.
Good for her.
You know, actually, before we get into the Brewers thing, I just thought of this morning when I was at work. So Dalvin Cook is kind of like, and him and his agent, thinking about holding out. And a lot of people are kind of like disappointed in Dalvin Cook that are Vikings fans from what I'm reading. But then I thought about it, and I'm like, if I'm Dalvin Cook, I'd be kind of pissed off too, because you want to fucking make that whole offense around him pretty much, but you don't want to pay him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, but he's kind of like the fucking, the lever that makes everything go, but you know.
Yeah, I think if Kirk Cousins doesn't have a run game like he does, he's not. I mean, I would say he's above average quarterback, but with that,
right,
run game, he's definitely a lot more effective.
Like we brought up one time with the play action,
yeah,
that's how good he was. But I just thought that was kind of interesting. And then also Zimmer, I saw, then got an extension.
3 year
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I saw that.
I guess if I was Dalvin Cook, I'd be kind of like, well, all right, that's,
yeah,
bullshit, but whatever. So
reason I brought up the stapler, last night I was pretty pissed drunk in my house. And we were talking about chick scissoring, and then I said, well, what is it when, like, gay guys press their butts together? And I just came up with the term stapling. So
that was,
and then everyone at the house is just like, well, that doesn't really resemble stapler. Like,
yeah, yeah.
What chick's doing that, like, kind of looks like scissors.
Yeah.
But I'm
that
like,
was,
yeah, I don't fucking know. I was just thinking of some school supplies.
So that was good.
Everyone at the beginning is probably like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
I think Petey and Rico would be the only ones that know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. I was at work when Petey sent that. I was like, jeepers.
Oh, yeah. Let's shoot her to Z. What did you think? We got some fucking
baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball we got some about. Wisconsin sports minute, finally. Brewers Friday night. Kyle Hendricks was, I would honestly say, nobody, how he was pitching, there was not a major league team out there that was touching that.
Yeah, he was just on. Has he always had that changeup?
Yeah. He's not a hard thrower.
Okay, yeah.
But it just goes to show, like, you don't have to throw 95 to be effective.
Spots.
You hit your spots. You hit, like, the Brewers are somewhat, well, I don't even know how many strikeouts they had, but, like, I mean, they're putting the ball in play here and there, but it's just like when you're hitting your spots and you're, you know, hitting it right on the ground, not going to get much going. And actually, one thing that I thought was kind of cool, even though I hate David Ross and the Cubs, when it was two outs in the ninth inning and the Brewers had Arcia after he got his third hit, and he went out to the mound to kind of like, it looked like he was going to pull him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm like, Ross, you fucking pussy. Let him finish this out. Like, let him get the complete game shutout. Because I'm like, Yelich wasn't touching him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not a good thing when Arcia has all three of your hits. That's not good. But so 3-0 loss. Woodruff looked okay. I don't know. Council pulled him way too early, in my opinion. But whatever.
I guess I don't mind getting, like, pulling him a little earlier in the beginning of the year. Just because spring training wasn't the same.
That's true.
Probably just let it.
And right now the rosters are at 30.
Yeah.
So you have more pitchers to use anyways. And then yesterday, Corbin Burns, I would say, was very wildly effective through 3 1/3.
It's kind of like just his personality reminds me of, like, wildly effective.
I just loved yesterday when he hit Javi Baez, and Baez looked at him, and he's just like, you want a fucking piece of me, bitch?
Oh, yeah.
Come out here. He just, like, that was so funny. He seriously doesn't even look at the ump for the ball. He's just staring at Javi like, you want some of this? Get your ass to fucking first and shut up. But, he was just, like Harkey said, and Eric Carroll's agreed with him, said, you know, he's just kind of his own worst enemy sometimes. You know, he'll get ahead of, it seems like he doesn't really have a problem getting ahead of guys. It's just finishing them off.
Yeah.
That he just struggles. But Rico started talking shit, saying the Cubs, or the, what was it, Rizzo's got more RBIs than the whole Brewers team.
Yeah,
and
Mr. Sanitizer.
Then the old the rundown happened with Kane.
Yeah, that seemed to kind of get you a little flustered there.
Yep. Yeah, well, I mean, as a pitcher, I mean, you're thinking, okay, ground ball to short, Kane takes off, he was on second, just takes off, like, so you're thinking as a pitcher, like, oh, nice. Not only do I get that guy out of scoring position, but I got an out.
Yeah.
And then Kane pulls his Houdini act, and the Cubs forgot about first base.
Yeah, it's funny because it's a really heads-up play by Kane, but it was also just a dumb fucking play by the Cubs.
And they did
this.
What
the fuck are they doing?
And it's like that the exact same thing happened last year when the
I don't know if everyone watched the game, but yeah, Kane got caught in a rundown between second and third,
mm-hmm.
and Gamel got all the way to second, and then Rizzo, who's a Cubs first baseman, went and covered home, so there's no one back at first.
Yep.
So then Gamel was able to run back to first, and then Kane was right on second.
And you know, last year when Kane did that was the first time I've ever seen that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder why unless someone just stays at first on other teams.
That's what I thought would happen, yeah.
Because, like, I'm like, why don't more people or teams do that?
Yeah.
Where, like, you just, as a runner, you run to second, but then you kind of peek over at first and no one's covering. Try to get back, because then at least you kind of, it washes or something, but.
I'm thinking, was Rizzo covering home? There might have been two people at home, I thought.
The catcher? Yeah, the catcher and Rizzo.
Okay, because I was thinking if getting a rundown and somebody chucks it away and Kane tries to get home.
Maybe. I don't know.
Have someone there? I don't know.
And then Jason Hayward, though, ran all the way in from right to second. So I wonder if Hayward's actually not supposed to run
to first.
Because I don't know. It's like, you don't need that many goddamn guys defending the pickle. But that was a sweet play. And then also, Harkey calling the Yelich shot was hilarious.
Yeah. We were watching the game at Z's, and Yelich didn't even get a hit all year, right? And it was
correct.
Right before the pitch, I said, Yelich is hitting a fucking dinger here. No fucking shit.
5 seconds later, pitch, boom. I didn't even think he got that one.
Just to let everyone know, there was no rim jobs given out though from that.
Yeah, we did not have enough time to get that bet in. But
yeah, fuck it's so yeah. What did you think of no fans? I didn't think it was too crazy or too.
I actually like it, and like kind of like when Council got interviewed after that little dust up that the fake tough guy Cubs were all upset with the Brewers for throwing inside. Council says, like, with no fans, these dugouts are going to fucking be chirping a lot at each other.
And well, I think they chirp the same amount, but they're just able to hear it.
Hear it, yes.
And the umps can hear everything.
I think it's awesome.
I think it's a way to make baseball a little more entertaining.
And kind of like you said, I don't think we're going to really notice a difference until, like, the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like where the electricity, I mean, playoff baseball, that electricity is, you don't ever see that in a regular season game.
No.
So like.
Unless there are a few rivalry games like Boston and New York. Even I think Brewers-Cubs.
Yeah.
Cubs-Cardinals, you kind of get that energy.
That's one rivalry, Yankees-Red Sox, I don't even bother to watch because I'm like, I don't have 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
Like it's just, like, I don't know. I've just actually come to realize with baseball, too, and, like, I know a lot of people are like, fuck baseball. Baseball sucks. Boring, whatever. I don't know. I can sit and watch a whole Brewer game, but I do struggle, like, watching other teams.
Yeah.
Like, I got, like, it's, like I said, I'll watch the Brewers every game, but, yeah, today going for the series win. Fastball Freddy on the mound.
Oh, boy.
Versus Tyler Chatwood. He's a real shitbag.
What's he getting paid, like 20-some a year?
No, he's, well, like mid-teens, probably.
Oh, okay.
He used to be all right for Colorado, but then ever since he signed with the Cubs.
I saw that fucking nerd Eric Stogard leading off again.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to be truthfully honest. I don't know what the fuck is going on, why Kane's not at least in the top, like, 3 or 4.
I was thinking if fucking Council keeps putting Stogard at leadoff, I might fucking lead my car off the Cass Street Bridge.
Shit, serious.
Like, I was thinking of that yesterday. I'm like, what? How could I rip by that fucking algorithm-loving bitch?
I just, like, I know he had that big hit yesterday.
He did.
To get the Brewers on the board. But, like, I don't know what. I would honestly rather see anybody other than him leadoff.
Yeah.
Like, Arcia, I would rather have him lead off. Justin Smoke. God, that was a...
I wonder if they put Kane down just because he... I don't know how much Sogard gets on. I hardly pay attention to the dork, but Kane just wasn't getting on a ton last year. I don't know.
Yeah, his on-base, that was probably like one of the lowest on-base percentages he had all, or like in his career. But like, I could honestly see if they would almost put him at 9th. Over 7th or 8th. I don't, to me, because, like, it would make more sense to me if you put him at 9, because if he does get on base, then Yelich, let's just say Kane gets on, steals second or something, then you get Yelich up there with at least a runner in scoring position, but, like, putting him at 7th, I don't really understand it.
I saw that, like you said, Arcia was the only got all 3 hits Friday night, and he was the only player yesterday in the lineup without a hit.
Yep. Yeah, we'll take that.
Tell baseball fucking.
You know, it's funny, because I was thinking that Friday after the game, I'm like, well, if everybody else gets a hit in the lineup, that'll be a good day, except for Arcia. But that bomb that Smoke hit yesterday, that was a...
right off the foul pole.
Yeah.
It was hard to tell.
Yep.
I think Pete said that you said that he fucking... The cameraman was all fucking...
Yeah, down that right field, even the one that he had Friday night when Rizzo hit it one,
yeah.
he was all over. I'm like, oh, Rizzo hooked that one foul because he went down on a knee and, nope, just right to right field.
Oh, yeah. And we'll get back to Brewers and shit, but a big NFL trade went down last night. So
yep.
Jamal Adams from the Jets got traded to Seattle, and... So what was it? So Seahawks got a 4th rounder and Jamal Adams. So a 2022 4th rounder. And then the Jets got a 2021 first round pick, a 2021 third round, and then a 2022 first round.
Wow.
If I'm a New York Jets fan, I'm fucking jacked.
I'm excited as hell because you got a guy who didn't even want to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Jamal Adams is a stud, but like, like, let's just say if the Jets are like, fuck it, he's staying and we're going to try to re-sign him. We don't trade him. And then all you get would have been a third-round compensatory pick.
Yeah.
Now you got all this stuff, and it's like...
Seemed like him and Gase, there's no way they were getting along.
No.
So that's when I like what the Jets did. They said, we'll trade him if we get a fucking offer we like, and they fucking did it.
Seattle to me is just hilarious. They have just traded.
Seems like they have a weird direction, or I don't know.
It's almost like they don't value draft picks.
You know what kind of reminds me of fucking before I started hooking up with Armo for fantasy, me and like free agency on the waiver wire sometimes just chucking fucking players.
They do. I mean, like, I give them credit. Usually every trade they make, though, it's always a pretty big name.
Yeah.
But still, that's a fucking hefty price to pay, especially when your offense line is always shit.
Yeah, so.
Like, I don't know.
Kobe. Oh. So, yeah, Jamal Adams will be making 3.59 this season and then 9.86 next year. So, I know I read he still wants to be the highest paid safety in the league. So,
which is understandable.
Yeah, so. I'm guessing if Seattle's giving up that much, they gotta fucking look at signing him long term, right? Let a guy play for the 2 years and let him go.
It's even like the Rams when they traded for Jalen Ramsey. It's like, you gave up all this shit, but where's this cap space?
Yeah.
I think it's only gonna get complicated if the NFL has no fans and they want to lower the salary cap.
That's gonna be really interesting.
So,
yeah, I don't know, fucking, that salary cap might fucking go down by,
I saw $40 million.
Could be reduced as much as $50 to $75 million in 2021. That's what this article on Bleacher Report was talking about, how this could really fuck teams.
God. That's why I know, like, a lot of people are always, like, when the Packers are, like, that $10 to $20 million range always. I'm like, I just like it because you really have a lot of flexibility.
Yeah.
And obviously you can't predict this shit to happen, but still it's like, what's the worst that happens if, you know, that does happen? I mean, you can cut Dean Lowry, save yourself some cash there.
Yeah.
I guess I got to kind of forget who's like, Aaron Rodgers, obviously. You're not re-signing any of those names we always bring up.
Oh, fuck no. They're
like, the Packers are... Well, but then again, if everybody's losing that much,
has the same kind of
pocket. What a shitty time to be a free agent, though. Holy shit.
Yeah, and I do want to give a shout-out to the Packers. I saw in... A lot of Americans should take a fucking play or like a... I don't know, what word am I looking for?
Page out of their book.
Page out, there you go. They have a $411 million rainy day fund, Packers do. So, and when they probably started doing it, they're probably like, well, they're probably never going to have to touch this. No. But now, it's just like, holy shit, because shit does get fucked up sometimes. So I was actually pretty happy to see that with the Pack. It's just like...
But, like, that's the thing. You keep that money because you don't have an owner.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
You know, like, that's the best. Like, think of this. If the Packers had an owner, like an actual owner, Lambeau Field is knocked down and rebuilt.
Yeah.
Because in the city, all those cities, counties, whatever around are all paying for it.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, these owners fucking threaten these cities, like, hey, if we don't get the money, we're moving. Yeah, we'll fight.
Like what, Baltimore, like when Cleveland got up and just fucking moved.
Mm-hmm. Moved to Baltimore, but then Baltimore moved to Indy, you know, like all that shit. So,
Yeah, so it was good to see you at the pack, but yeah, that salary cap could really fuck shit up next year.
Man.
Thinking of it, would you, if you were a player, but then the team might not want to give you an extension because they don't know. Like,
yeah.
Would you maybe want to get a deal done before all this shit kind of gets finalized where...
I think I would. Like, if I'm like, let's say Aaron Jones and the Packers are like, hey, we'll give you a 3-year deal for $27 million, I think I hop on it.
Yeah.
Because
once you sign that contract, it's your fucking, I mean,
with,
of course, like, they could cut you, but whatever the fucking
guaranteed
money is
you
got. And I have a quick story I want to tell Z. Okay, so I was listening to a podcast, and this story is about Magic Johnson. Sorry, we're kind of all over the fucking map today, but... All
right.
So I didn't really know that there was a big rumor going around that Magic Johnson was actually, like, gay.
Hmm.
I had no idea. But I guess, this one guy said this is a true story. It's in a lady's book. This lady was a prostitute. So I guess Magic Johnson used to hang out with Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall.
Okay.
So comedians.
Yeah.
And they're both a little, I guess, flamboyant. I don't really know. But I guess this prostitute said she went into a hotel room with those three guys, and they were there only to be cheerleaders and to say, like, suck his dick. Suck his dick.
God damn.
Dude, when I fucking heard that story, like, because they're like, yeah, how does Magic, I mean, mostly people that have AIDS are gay men because in this podcast they explain that you gotta like fucking tear shit. And usually that's in the old asshole.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was just like, blow him. Blow him. But if you do want to hear the story, it's Whiskey Ginger Podcast, the latest one of Greg Fitzsimmons. But when I heard that story, I'm like, oh, I gotta tell it on air. It was they didn't even fuck the guys. They're there to fucking be
Jesus Christ. You know, I can't say I'm surprised or really care at all.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me.
True.
But Magic Johnson is a nice guy, but he's always been a little different.
Yeah.
You know? Especially like just how he like walked away from the Lakers.
I wonder what those prostitutes are thinking. They're like, wait, you just...
Yeah, they're probably like pretty jacked up.
Kind of like that stripper in The Office when Michael doesn't want it anymore and Dwight puts her to work.
Yeah.
Do you want me to answer phones with my clothes on? We pay for an hour. We're getting your phone. Fucking Dwight.
God, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, we're all over. Let's bring up the Chris Sims top.
Ooh, yeah.
The fucking list that you got. These Packer fans are... I was actually kind of pissed about it, too.
Yeah, so Chris Sims, he was ranking his top 10 receivers in the NFL, and this is honestly just kind of a fucking hilarious list that he had, in my opinion. So we'll start at 10 and go up to 1. So number 10, he's got Cortland Sutton, Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, A.J. Green, Odell Beckham Jr., DeAndre Hopkins, Mike Evans, Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, Tyreek Hill. No Davante Adams.
Not even on a top 10 fucking list.
And kind of like we were talking about yesterday, like, oh, I could see, I guess we were not even still agreeing, but like maybe he just factored in like the injury or something, but then it's like, A.J. Green didn't even play a single down last year.
Yeah, and
he's
always injured.
And he's 7?
Cortland Sutton. But you also brought up the point that him and fucking Mike Florio like to fuck with Packer fans sometimes. Like
I think they do.
Like they just like getting Packer fans riled up because, well, I think I said it yesterday, I think if Packer fans are mad, they'll pay more attention than if they're happy.
I mean, like, I always just think back when I actually used to listen to Colin Cowherd. He used to say before Rodgers won a Super Bowl, he would take Mark Sanchez over Aaron Rodgers any day of the week. And I'm like, Colin, come on. Like,
with, like, everything, so talent-wise, being a teammate and shit, I don't think I would take anyone over Davante.
No.
Right now.
Like we always say, it's just, I feel like he's the most complete receiver.
Yeah, and he's just a great teammate. He's never caused any fucking problems.
Yeah.
He's never bitched at Aaron Rodgers for standing for the national anthem.
Right?
I fucking hate Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas is the worst. Yeah, it's just, I don't know why.
Oh! Oh! What the fuck was that?
I thought that was half, I was about to give you a high five.
That was halfway fucking down. Oh my God.
Was that a 16-ouncer?
Yeah.
Little, yeah, that'll happen.
Too much fucking,
Yeah.
God, that was,
Honestly like halfway down.
What the fuck?
That's our first in and out.
Yeah, that's true.
I kind of felt like when Nick Young used to play for the Lakers and he, Swaggy P, when he shot that 1-3 and he like, he thought he made it, he like turned around and started doing some dance and it went in and out and everyone's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Good old fucking Swaggy P. There's a douchebag on the challenge that I watched.
Yeah.
His name's Swaggy C, and he's the type of guy that shouldn't have fucking the name Swaggy in his fucking name.
No, not at all. But yeah, that, I don't know what Devontae Adams, like, actually has to do, though, to get more, like, credit or more recognition from the, like, the national media.
Yeah, it's, it's actually a good point, because he's just not really, I think all the NFL players know, but like you said, the media and possibly, yeah, he doesn't get any, I mean, I think most NFL players would put him in top five if you're talking about corner, like if corners had to.
Like if I would guarantee you if you ask every corner, like let's just say in the NFC, since they don't play the AFC, obviously once every 4 years, I bet you if you ask like every corner that's played Devontae in the last 2 to 3 years, they'd be like, oh, he's, I mean, for sure they would say top five.
Yeah.
I don't know, like I said, it's not like one of those things, it's not like pisses me off. I think it's sometimes kind of funny when these guys do this shit.
Yeah.
And then it's like that one stat we brought up, I think 2 weeks ago, where it's like Devontae Adams is the only player in the last, since 2016, to have at least 4,000 yards receiving and 40 touchdowns. It's like, and he's not in your top 10.
Yeah.
Like he's the only goddamn receiver.
I think you listed off five guys, and I'm like,
that bottom,
what the flying fuck?
If he would have had him at 7, I think I'd have been, I still would have been like, oh, okay, he's better than Odell Beckham. But, like,
yeah.
I think that's where you could kind of, like, see the 6 and, the, like, 6 and up, I could see.
Mike Evans. Like,
yeah.
Dude, the guy's talented, but
I also
there's
think
some games where he'll have fucking 2 catch for 30 yards.
Well, it's like Marcus Lattimore locks his ass up every time they play.
Yeah.
Like, you don't ever see Devontae Adams legit ever get locked up.
No.
I mean...
He's too fucking good off the line.
Yeah.
Other than Tyreek Hill, he's probably one of the best off the line.
Yeah.
I could watch videos of Tyreek Hill working out like fucking day. That guy's a freak.
He is. Actually, did you see him run that? Eamon would like that. That 40 that T.O. ran against him?
T.O. ran like a 4.4, didn't he? Or 4.5?
It was for sure a 4.5, I bet.
Okay.
Because
dude,
I think at first somebody was like, it was like a 4.37, but I think that, I don't
know. T.O. has to be 40, right?
46. I looked it up. I'm like,
dude,
I got to see how, yeah, I was like, I got to see how old T.O. is. Because I'm like, T.O.'s got, I'm like, yeah, he's 46. And he was moving too.
Saw Marquise Goodwin and Tyreek Hill throwing some shade at each other for how fast they are.
What did he say? Like, you're a trash receiver.
Yeah. Marquise Goodwin said, like, you might be fast, but with your form's, like, fucking terrible or something.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, it's, actually, I don't, when is the training camp, we really know, like, the dates or, like, starting or.
Yeah, I have no fucking idea.
I honestly don't either, because now I feel like with the preseason being canceled, you can kind of delay shit a little bit.
I saw Adam Thielen kind of, I didn't really read the article, but I just looked at the quote saying, he was saying that if shit was like this when he was.
Oh, he'd be cut.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but I also thought that, so if this year is just a shit show, and then next year gets back to normal, it's like, Thielen was good enough that he would have made, like, he would have probably made it on somewhere, like, the year after, maybe.
I'm sure Thielen, too, in practice, I'm guessing he made plays and shit.
Yeah,
like, I actually, I was just thinking of this, since there's going to be no preseason, and you're probably not going to want to push. You like, I'm guessing each team has a good idea who, like, let's just say at least 40 of their players are going to be. So, like, because what they cut the rock, like, to be honest, the bottom 10 guys are going to get cut. Like, I think they are only having 80 now.
Oh, okay.
Like, those guys weren't making the team anyways.
No.
Like, that, you know, and I know it sucks that they don't even get a shot, but, I mean, you really don't have to start ramping shit up until middle of August.
Yeah.
Or maybe even a little later, because what the season doesn't start until September, was it 12th, 11th, or 13th?
I have no idea.
Something like that? Because it's a little later because Labor Day is late.
Okay, yep.
So, like, I mean, I'm guessing you're not going to want to push, like, your guys that you know for sure are going to be on the team too much early.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, there might be some guys that will get more of an opportunity, at least in practice, that they maybe wouldn't have had.
Yeah, I just don't think if you're good enough that you will get that overlooked, really.
No.
Like, I don't know.
And I, to be honest, I don't know if preseason games necessarily really help some of these guys out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think practice is actually a little more important.
Kind of, I mean,
the coaches see what you can do, like, day in and day out.
Think of last year when, like, Alan Lazard in preseason's having to catch fucking passes from DeShone Kizer.
Yeah.
Like, DeShone...
I forgot that shit bag was...
DeShone Kizer didn't help fucking Lazard make the... Or, at least he was on the practice squad, then make the team.
Yeah.
And then, like, you think about it, like, look at what Timmy Boyle did with that Shepherd guy.
Yeah.
He kind of... Boyle actually kind of let or made Shepherd make the team, and then he royally fucked himself over.
Shepherd took the rest.
He took care of the rest in that Detroit game on Monday night.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I don't know. It's kind of crazy to think, like what, the first preseason game would have been like in 2 weeks?
Yeah. It would have been Saturday, August 15th. So yeah, a little.
Okay, about three, yeah. So still.
Against the old Cardinals. Should have been.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I think we'll get football. It'll be interesting to see. We were kind of talking about it yesterday about the secondary market for NFL tickets. Is that going to go way up because the demand will be higher, or are people going to be, like, less likely to go? I think I would go if the ticket was really cheap.
Just knowing, like, the state of Wisconsin and Packer fans, I think there'll be plenty of people to go.
But I just have so much fun drinking here in the garage watching the Packer games that I don't know.
I was talking to someone at work about, like, do I go to Packer games anymore or some shit. I forgot who I was talking to. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, yeah, I used to go to so many, and now I usually don't go anymore. Now with having two kids, I will have two kids when the season starts, and yeah, fuck that.
They're fun. We're a little farther away, though.
Yeah, we're
you know, like,
fucking
it's
ball.
A hike. I actually kind of like going, I gotta be honest, I kind of prefer going up to Minneapolis and watching the Packers there.
Well, yeah, you get the old fucking behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. But yeah, I don't know what it is, like, going to a Packer game on the road, like, when this, especially the Vikings, like, that fucking, there's so much hatred. Like, I was telling my sister once, I said, I think the Vikings would be satisfied if they went 2-14. But the two wins are against the Packers, and the Packers lost an NFC Championship game.
Oh,
that would be the dream.
Season.
They would be like, they would act like they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think they'd be just ecstatic.
Wow.
I've never seen a team or a fan base, well, I shouldn't say team, because I doubt the Vikings are like, I feel like it's more of a fan thing.
Yeah, they're not a real team. Yeah.
I feel like the fan, like, I don't feel like, I guess I don't know many Lions fans. Bears fans, I know some.
I just don't know how you cheer for a team that has a mascot that used to rape and pillage communities when they got off the boat.
Oh, the Bears.
I just, I just, the Vikings, it just kind of triggers me whenever I hear that word.
Triggered!
I wonder what triggered honestly feels like.
Yeah, I don't know. But people do fucking get triggered, that's for sure.
Is it just like another word for you kind of piss me off? Or
yeah, I don't know. But it is kind of funny to see.
Yeah, these people really love fucking using that as an excuse to act like an asshole.
Right.
Like, I just say I'm an asshole. Like, I don't need to say I was triggered, so you need to do this. Like, I don't know, just be a dick and fucking stand up for it.
Yep, exactly. That's a good point.
Oh, you go.
No, I had nothing really.
Okay. I was going to see if you could guess who the high school athlete of the year was in the United States.
I don't know. Should I know?
No.
Oh.
No, there's no fucking idea, but could you maybe guess?
No. I got nothing.
If you want to guess, it is a white female basketball player.
We're not seven beers in yet.
But after it does, I'm like, that's the best fucking athlete the United States has.
Jesus fucking Christ.
All these fucking stud football players in
basketball
Texas,
players.
In Ohio.
All those basketball players that are skipping college to go to the G League, then they're not better than her.
Yeah, I don't know. Her name is Paige Buchers.
Oh my god.
And it says she is just getting started.
Fucking shit.
So
Kobe.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna get seven beers deep today, so a listener, Jimmy, wanted us to maybe discuss the New York team from New York and Seattle and the WNBA, I guess, walked off the court before the national anthem yesterday. So,
God.
See, I don't know if you want to kind of maybe say what you were thinking. I know I have a few thoughts on that.
I honestly just don't. First off, WNBA players, nobody watches your fucking games. So you're not making any sort of fucking stand. I'm sorry. Fucking people that are tuned into that are like, oh, thank God. They probably would rather have watched that than the actual game. Some people probably
totally
would.
Agree.
I don't know. If I was watching that, I'd be like, holy shit, thank God. Now I don't have to watch them actually play.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, I know everyone has freedom of speech and are able to say or do whatever they want. But then I think we also have the freedom to call them dumb cunts.
Yes, absolutely.
So if or an asshole or something. I love people with this freedom of speech think they just have like a pass that they shouldn't get any like blowback by people that don't agree with them. It's just like, yes, you're allowed to do that, but we're allowed to fucking disagree. And unless you're Drew Brees, then you can't disagree. You just got to agree with Michael Thomas on everything, but. I was just thinking the same thing. They said, oh, we're raising awareness. It's like, do you fucking think people that watch the WNBA don't know what's going on in this country?
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden they're sitting there and they're like, oh, they're walking off for the national anthem? Why is that? Oh, I guess there's police brutality in the country? Holy shit, I didn't fucking know. Like,
yeah. Where have you been the last 2 months?
Yeah. Or the last fucking, like, Black Lives Matter's been going on since
2014.
Trayvon Martin, and then kind of really escalated with Michael Brown, but it's just like, I guess you can walk off. Like you said, I don't know, the fucking 50 viewers, I guess, got to see him do it, and you're not doing it for people in the stands right now. I don't know.
The other thing is, too, with women's sports, I don't fucking, it's simple fucking math why you don't make as much as the men. Like, somebody that once told me, well, the Minneapolis or the Minnesota Timberwolves suck, but the Minnesota Lynx are winning WNBA championships. Why are they, like, why are people not going to that game? Why aren't they going to watch the Lynx? I'm like, because it's not entertaining. Like, the Lynx aren't going to play LeBron James and, well, when he was with the Heat or something, or the Cavs or the Lakers. It's like, when Minnesota, the people that go to the Minnesota Timberwolves games are probably going to watch the other player or other team.
Yeah.
So, like, I just, like, sorry, but there's nobody in the WNBA I give two fucks to watch.
Yeah, it's easy to call guys like us sexist for saying that, but it's just like, I don't know, that's just how I feel. It's not entertaining to me.
No, I don't.
If it was entertaining to more people, there would be more revenue.
If you want to watch fucking layups and mid-range jumpers, like, we'll fucking go set up the hoop outside.
I will say I saw a highlight on Bleacher Report. This 5'8 chick fucking blocked Brittany Griner.
I thought it was Brittany Griner. She's got to be almost 7 feet.
That's what I was thinking.
At least she's got to be at least 6'9".
So the play was, now we're talking about WNBA.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Fucking loser.
Well, hey, we're raising awareness of WNBA.
Yeah, raising awareness how terrible the sport is. But yeah, Brittany Griner kind of had her back to the hoop, and this chick was running.
Yeah.
She kind of did a turnaround, and the chick was like mid-air before when she turned around.
Oh, she timed it right.
Just timed it perfect, and it was fucking pretty hilarious.
Yeah, it's just, like, I saw Mr. Wolf himself, Matt Fralick, like, a tweet from somebody that said, highest paid NBA player is, like, 40-some million. Highest paid WNBA player, 127,000. Something needs to change here. And I'm just like...
Yeah, maybe abolish the WNBA.
Right? Yeah, get rid of it. Like, yeah, but it was funny because somebody...
Kobe.
Somebody, you're getting there though. Somebody like put like the revenue or some, the whatever the revenue that was generated. And the NBA was some however many billions, and the WNBA was 60 million. So, I don't know how many teams are in the WNBA. I don't know, but it's just like, there's not enough money, and that's just revenue. That's not profit.
Yeah.
So like, you still gotta pay code, you know, you still gotta, the pot in the W or the NBA is just so much bigger than the WNBA. It's just fucking simple math.
Yeah, the NBA gets that fucking TV deal, they get their ratings, and I'm sorry, but I don't think the WNBA is ever gonna get huge fucking TV ratings.
No. And if you wanna watch the WNBA, I don't care.
Or you can donate some of your money,
yeah.
Mr. Wolf, to whatever team you want.
Well, and that's like I'm saying, it's like, so what can change? Like, they want the NBA to start giving money to the WNBA?
Like, that's how socialism works, though,
it's
probably.
Like, fuck that.
Maybe we should start demanding the owner or CEO of Domino's give us money.
that's such a good, yeah, it's like, oh, it's not fair, they make a lot more money or something, I don't know.
But just like, well, yeah, they do, because they're the owner, or they work at a pizza franchise that's the most popular in the fucking nation.
Yeah. I'm just... This fucking women's sports shit and equal pay, it's like... No. The money, it's all fucking... Like, we were... Like, the NFL shit we were just talking about earlier. That might go down $50 million next year. Well, yeah. Why is that? Because the money's not being generated.
Or the fucking women can fucking sit out. Fucking...
Yeah, make a stand. I don't know.
That'd be something to make a stand about, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't fucking
You're great
play
at
it.
Fucking raising awareness. Raise awareness how much you get, how little you get paid, and fight to get paid more than. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then maybe the owners will be like, well, if you want to get paid more, I can't run this team. Fuck it. I'm out.
Yep. Like, and I already think that like I said, I don't know how many teams are in this. I feel like there's less and less. Like, I feel like there's only, like, four teams that are talked about.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I have no idea.
Way to go, Jimmy. You got us talking about fucking women's sports, lost all our listeners.
God damn it. But, well, speaking of basketball, the Bucks threw up 80 points yesterday in one half against the Sacramento Kings. And those are in 10-minute quarters in a scrimmage.
They were rolling, huh?
I feel like I was watching a little bit of their scrimmage on Thursday, and to be honest, I really think this team has like a different, like I feel like they're locked in.
Yeah.
Like it seems like they're coming with the mindset in Orlando like we're showing up here and we're gonna fuck shit up.
I saw that Patty Connaughton was going to the bubble now. He must have not been there.
He got COVID.
Oh, he did.
Him and Eric Bledsoe both had COVID.
Okay, I knew both of it. I didn't hear Connor.
They're both there now. I don't know. I think they're actually in the bubble, but I think they're still, like, quarantining. But I got to admit, I was kind of reading some shit that Dante DiVincenzo has really looked like he's elevated to shit. And that's scary for some other teams because Dante was, I actually feel like he is the wild card.
Really?
You know, like every team that wins a championship, you know, you're always like, they have that one player where you're just like, you weren't getting this out of him before. And they just, like last year with the Raptors, Fred VanVleet. Like, that, I mean, he's always been a solid player, but like all of a sudden he took his game from being solid to like couldn't miss a goddamn three. But I still do think the toughest challenge for the Bucks, as far as the East is concerned, is still the Raptors. That coach, Nick Nurse, I feel like is...
He's good.
He's a damn good coach. And
what have you told that story, that Kawhi story about Nick Nurse? He started telling...
I don't know. I feel like we have, but the one where they're playing the finals.
Yeah.
Yeah, so last year, after the Raptors lost game two at home to Golden State, Nick Nurse was like, all right, guys, like, hey, we got to split here. You know, we just got to go out to Oakland and just take one. And Kawhi, I guess, just gets up and is like, oh, fuck that. We're going there to win both. And I just, like, the whole locker room, like, was just like, fuck yeah, like, let's go.
And then there was another, I remember that story, and then there was another story where Nick Nurse was bringing up his, like, old coaching. He was, like, coaching in some league, and Kawhi's like, okay, yeah, I'm not listening.
Oh, yeah, it was something about the G League.
G League.
Yes. He was giving an example, and Kawhi was just like, yeah, I'm not fucking listening to that.
But dude, more people, we need more Kawhi than this world.
Actually, tell you the truth, I just, since we're on Kawhi here, we gotta think real, like, think hard about this. Kawhi has to be considered, for sure, the top five, I feel, if he wins a championship with three fucking NBA teams.
Yeah.
Especially since the Raptors was just a one-year thing.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody always wants, and, you know, that's why I love Kawhi, and why he, I feel like, in a way, kind of pushed his way out of San Antonio. Because he almost got labeled as a system player.
Yeah.
And, like, I know I think ultimately he just wanted to get out to California. But, like, he pretty much showed us, I feel, last year that it's like, this dude's just that fucking good.
Yeah.
And I know everyone's going to say, well, he only plays three quarters of the regular season games. But it's just like, if you win three championships with three different teams, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I would consider him, I don't love doing lists, but yeah, he's one fucking hell of a player.
I mean, we haven't seen that since Big Shot Bob did it.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
He's got to be, like, ranked in the top five all time. Seven rings, three different teams.
Big Shot Bob. God, that guy was fucking clutch.
Isn't it just amazing? He just, the ball found him, right place, right time.
Yeah.
I'll never forget when my best friend was playing.
Oh, Kobe.
They were winning championships, and they were playing the Kings, and I think Kobe, like, drove, and Vlade Divac blocked it. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, it looked like the clock was going to, because I think the Lakers are down, like, one or two. And the ball just goes rolling out to Big Shot Bob. And he just picks it up, shoots it, drills it, and went at the horn.
Yeah, I saw our boy LeBron had a 24 thing on his finger.
Yeah, fuck
him.
So
he was tribune. Actually, yeah, it's, I think I did read that LeBron's trying to cancel helicopters now because they're just out there murdering people. Oh, boy.
You've gone too far.
Yeah.
He's such a fucking cheese. Like, I put it on our Twitter page the other day, like, tagged him as a hashtag Hardo. And it's just like, hold on, I gotta find
you ever see that video clip of fucking his hair falling out and Anthony Davis, like, fucking showing him, like, dude, your fucking hair.
Oh, I did. Does he have, like, extensions or something?
I don't know what the fuck that guy has. I don't know. I don't know why he just doesn't shave his head.
I don't either. Oh, this was him on, it was Thursday. So they played the Mavericks in a scrimmage. Can't wait. And it's just a scrimmage. Not to me, though. Championship mindset at all time. And I put hashtag Hardo. That's why I retweeted it.
Actually, you know what I'm going to tell LeBron? He shouldn't culturally appropriate tacos.
Yeah.
He's not Mexican, so why is he always talking about Taco Tuesday?
Fucking God, he's the worst. Oh, God, this is actually good. So, Matt Frelick retweet. I love, dude, Bob Catalina, just get that, Matt Frelick. It's amazing. So, Matt Frelick retweeted something that says, 7 more Sundays until Packer football. Who are your top 7 favorite Packer players ever? He's got Spencer Havener, tight end. Spencer Havener, linebacker. Charles Woodson, Jeff Janis, Robert Brooks, Johnny Jolly, Sam Congato. He's only got 6. Bob Catalina goes...
That was a joke, though, right?
This is... I don't know. It's Frelick, so he's a fucking idiot. Bob Catalina goes, did you just throw darts at Packer roster pictures of the last 30 years?
It just seems like Frelick goes, maybe...
I mean, I'm sure he's kind of fucking, but still, it's just like, God damn.
Sam Congato, though.
He was good.
Fucking Stan Harkey had a question for us,
that's
right?
That's right. Yep. Do you want me to get it up?
Otherwise,
I got it right here.
Okay. Yeah.
So it says, "Who slash what is the is one Packer career that you would choose to rewrite or revive if you could?" There's three options here. You got Nick Collins, B.J. Raji, JerMichael Finley.
I also think you could possibly throw in there Sterling Sharp.
Yeah, see, I'm too young.
Too young, so. Yeah, I think when...
What about a Robert Brooks?
I was thinking Robert Brooks, too. His fucking... His knee injury kind of fucked
Seems
up.
Like this guy, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but seems like he kind of threw like a name out there that guys like my age, he would know, you know.
I'll let you go first. I think we're
going to both agree on this, Pratt. Sorry.
I might bring a different view.
But I'm going to say Nick Collins. And I know I harp on it all the time. Everybody calls me like a boomer and shit because of this. But
they call you okay, boomer?
Yep. And I don't... but I don't understand. Like, Nick Collins...
Okay, boomer.
Yeah, they always act like I'm just like fucking old-timer talking about Nick Collins and Cullen Jenkins.
You're not as old as Uncle Darwin, though.
No, well, Uncle Darwin just gets blacked out drunk watching the games. He don't know what's going on. But Nick Collins is like, I almost compare him right now to like a Davante Adams, where I don't think he ever got the credit that he deserved. Like, you know, you'd always see these lists when Nick Collins is playing all these top safeties, and Nick Collins would never be in them.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're like, this dude could legit... come down, fill the run. He could take away your tight end. He could fucking play center field.
So fucking fast.
He could, I know like when he was kind of like younger, like rookie or second year, he's playing slot corner.
Yeah.
Like, that dude you could put anywhere. And it's just like, I always just think of that pick six in the Super Bowl. Like, his ability after he intercepts the ball, I mean, that's right up there with Ed Reed. And had he not got his career cut short, I feel like people would almost talk about him more in the Ed Reed category.
It was the year after the Super Bowl he fucked up his neck, right? Against Carolina.
Second game when
Jonathan Stewart's ass.
Yep, got him.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But, so that was 2011, right?
2011.
So he probably not still be playing, right? I mean,
no, he probably would have retired, I'm guessing.
2 years ago?
3 years ago.
But yeah, he... Fuck.
But who knows? I mean, he had such good speed. I mean, he could, like I said, but he was the kind of guy where when he got older, he could have played strong safety, possibly. Because there was nothing he couldn't do.
Yeah, because he was a little brick shithouse, too.
Yeah.
Like, he was stout.
Yeah, and I don't know if we're ever going to see, I mean, like I said, we said Chuck, but, like, I think... having Nick Collins allowed Chuck to do a lot more shit than maybe he wouldn't have been able to do. Also, I got to say, I would say B.J. Raji would be second for me because I do think when Raji was at his peak, he was a big-time difference maker.
Oh, yeah.
JerMichael Finley was just... I mean, he had moments.
I was just thinking... I kind of wanted to say JerMichael, but then I'm like, he wasn't the most consistent. He was kind of a head case before he was injured. So it's like,
right.
Revive his career, he would probably just be a bigger shitbag.
Like, I just think of, like, Raji and Collins are such big parts of that defense when they won the Super Bowl. And that was the year Jermichael got hurt,
yeah.
Week 5.
Cleveland.
And they put him on the IR. Well, he broke it. That was a career ender against Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, he got hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But then, like, it just... Because, wait, I can't think what year that was when he actually was retired. But I just think Jermichael was a guy that everybody... I think we all expected a little bit more out of him.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a good player, don't get me wrong. But I just don't know how much... Like, I'm trying to think of what Jermichael's best year probably would have been.
Was that year? What? How old was he when he fucking... He had that monster game against Arizona in the playoffs.
Right? Yeah. Yeah,
did he have a good year that year? I don't even remember. I just remember...
Was that 2009?
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, 2008 he was a rookie. He basically didn't get used at all until the last game of the year against the
Bitches.
Yeah. Then he was just... He had, like, 2 touchdowns and we're like, oh, boy... Then he had that huge game on Monday night in 2009 against the Vikings.
Yep.
He had that, like, 75-yard touchdown catch. And then, yeah, I just always felt like he had moments, but it was, yeah, like, never consistent. Then he had, I forget, was it 2011? He was kind of dropping everything.
Yeah, I would have to go Nick Collins. And, I wonder how good fucking Sterling Sharpe would have ended, too. You probably would have remembered him.
Yeah.
Because you would have started kind of remembering shit. But yeah, it was kind of, I think, the same thing as Nick, is fucking Neck.
Yep.
Goddamn Neck. And Jermichael Neck.
Yep. Packers, what was Robert Brooks about? Was he just always kind of with the knees?
Yeah, he tore his ACL in that Niners game, and I don't think he was really the same ever after that.
Isn't that funny to think, like, so 25 years ago, if you tore your ACL, you basically were done.
Yeah.
Now you tear your ACL, you're like 9 months later, you're ready to roll.
Oh, yeah.
And you might be faster or just as good. Like,
that's true.
You don't even miss a beat. Man, I just... Who do you... Like, do the Packers have a guy like that right now on either side of the ball where you're like... You feel like they have a lot of potential. Like, let's just say like a second or third year guy where they had a career-ending injury where you're like, holy fuck, that guy was super good. And it was a big loss.
No.
I was just, like, when Dan sent that.
Maybe Elton Jenkins?
Sorry. When Stan Harkey sent that.
Jesus Christ.
We've been calling him Dan the whole time.
Who the fuck cares?
But when Stan Harkey.
Out on his new fucking little mountain bike dirt he made in the backyard.
Is he Tony Hawk now?
BMX Tony Hawk. He's on his old mountain bike sending me videos of him doing this fucking little turn.
That's awesome. But I was just thinking that, though, when he sent that to us on Thursday, I'm like, yeah, I have to agree with that. Elton Jenkins, though.
If he something,
like, you would be like, dude, that guy was a fucking beast.
Yeah, like, if he has another solid year and then he somehow got injured, like, next year or something, you're like, dude, that guy was fucking promising.
Maybe Jair.
I think we need to see a little more from Savage before we kind of say he's...
Yeah, I wouldn't say... Savage was, like we said, he had an okay year.
If I was a Giants fan, I'd probably say, like, Blake Martinez or Kyler Fackrell or something.
I cannot fucking believe they're both on there.
Dude, fuck.
And they... Oh, my God. The Giants just wonder why they're going to suck forever. That's just... I don't know if there's a more I don't know if there's a more overrated guy in the NFL than Blake Martinez. Like people think he's like legit.
Yeah, that's funny. He would probably be on a top 10 fucking middle linebacker list, and Devontae can't even get on it for a receiver.
Yeah, it's just
the fuck.
Yeah. And we got Christian Kirksey for less money.
I'm excited to see him. I think hopefully he'll bring a lot. I think that D-line, I'm still a little worried about kind of the depth of that.
Yeah.
So I think you brought it up in a previous podcast. You think possibly Gary might put on maybe a little bit of weight. And
I think Gary would be a good, like, he would be an undersized guy.
Oh, yeah.
But I think he could fuck some shit up with his, like, because I think,
bull rush.
I think Gary can fucking move guys around, guards, tackles, center, like, obviously you're not going to put him at nose tackle. But, like, I feel like if you put him just for a fucking change of pace.
Yeah, I just don't think he has, like, the bend for, like, outside linebacker where
no.
to get kind of under those tackles. But I think he's strong enough and, like, stout enough to kind of go inside maybe on some passing down.
I like what his – I've seen some workout videos from him this summer. He's,
that's what I'm hoping he doesn't turn out to be as fucking look like Tarzan play
yeah.
like Jane.
Who was that fucking – God, this, I got to do a Kobe here quick. Kobe!
Oh, I know you're talking about. Josh Thompson?
Something yeah. like that. He was number 99.
Died. Yeah, and he looked like a freak.
He looked like Jason Taylor.
Yeah.
And it was, like, right at the end of Jason Taylor's – actually, it's, I think it starts, it's, I want to say it, Jeremy Thompson.
Jeremy Thompson, okay.
Like,
I'm going to look it up quick. Just so
he was
sure.
number 99.
Yep.
And like, that would have been like,
right when you said that,
like 2008 or 9. But I remember me, Hintz, and French, we went to Packer training camp one summer. And we're both just like, the D-line... We're doing, like, workouts right in front of us. Was it Jeremy?
Jeremy,
yeah.
yeah.
And they were doing, like, they were doing workouts right in front of us. And I remember I go to fucking Hintz and says, Hintz and French, I go, who the fuck does that guy look like? And they both said Jason Taylor.
Yeah.
Like, that number 99, just how tall, kind of slendery, you know, slim. And, man, did he fucking suck.
He good. He always looked good in, yeah, minicamp.
He looked great. But then he just was a shitbag. Just sucked.
That is so funny how some of those players that stand out in those mini camps with no fucking pads on.
Well, they had pads on, but they were doing one-on-ones. I forget who he was. I can't remember the offense. He was bitching some of the... He was actually bitching some of, like, the starters.
Really?
God, and
did I finish this beer? Dumping fucking shit on him. Kobe, come on now, Hark.
Oh. You're still online. But yeah, he just like, and I, maybe he got, I don't, what, did it say what year he got drafted?
Yeah, I can look.
Because did you look on Wiki?
Yeah.
Because I wonder.
He was out of Wake Forest.
Yep, okay.
Fourth round in 2008.
And they hired, did they hire Dom Capers in 2009?
Yeah.
See, I think he got stuck in that, like, is
tweener?
He, yeah, is he an outside linebacker or is he a down lineman in the 3-4? You know,
yeah.
He didn't really have a position. Because I think, I want to say they had him working with the, because.
Kind of like Aaron Campman was kind of when
yes,
Dom took over.
Yep.
He was kind of odd man out. God, Aaron Campman was a good dude.
That's a guy, actually, that we don't ever talk about, but he was fucking good.
Yeah, he's probably, I mean, not up on the top for Packer stats, but he probably is on the list a little farther down for, like,
we've had some good success with some Iowa boys.
Oh, yeah. Mike Daniels.
Yeah.
He's
a free agent still.
Yeah, he is.
Actually, I got to admit, I wouldn't mind right now because I feel like that fat fucking piece of shit would sign for, like, dirt cheap. Because, I mean, would you rather sign for, like, million or nothing? But I think that piece of shit also needs to know his fucking role.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to know, like, this is not your locker room anymore, they're fucking.
I don't know if he can handle that.
Yeah, that is true. But then I also think, I'm like, well, is it really worth to have? I think his foot's fucked. I mean, what did he play last year, like, 6 games?
Yeah, and was not very...
Effective
in any of them.
But he did have the, what the hell did he call Patricia? Mad scientist or something?
Oh, yeah. He's so excited to play. Yeah, I'm wondering how that Patricia is going to go. It's, I don't know. It seems like the morale is up over there, but he's like, once the games start going and the season starts going.
I will say this, though. I looked at their games last year. They were in a lot of fucking ball games. I mean, like, They had the Chiefs, the Super Bowl champs. The Chiefs had to fucking... That was back-to-back heartbreaking losses for them. They had the Chiefs at home, and that's when Kelsey shoveled that, or pitched that one back to Shady on like a fourth and whatever. And they had the Chiefs on the ropes. Then they, I mean, it's still hilarious that they lose twice to the Packers and never trailed till the final gun.
And the Packers needed two questionable roughing the passers to fucking help them.
I mean, like, I looked at a lot of their games, like, they didn't lose a game, I don't think, more than 10 points.
That's why I sometimes think that is the kind of what happens when you don't have a great coach. You lose those close games.
That is true.
Which, I don't want to blame it on Patricia. The Packers did get a gift. Both Detroit games, I feel.
But you also got to remember, too, Matthew Stafford missed, what, the last 7 games?
Yeah, yeah. And, which, and they were up, what, 21?
20-3, I think. Oh. Or no, 17-3. Because actually I know that because I was watching something on Twitter. It was like Devontae Adams' top plays of the year. And when he caught that corner for touchdown against Detroit the last game of the year, it was 17-3.
Okay, so.
But I think Detroit ended up getting up. No, it was 17-13 then, and then it was 20-13. And then the Packers tied it up. And then.
Oh, okay.
But.
Because, I mean, both games against the Pack, they were up big.
Yes. They should have swept the Packers, for sure. That's actually crazy to think that, like we said, like when the Packers, like when I was reading up some just fun facts about the Packers schedule, like that Detroit has given the Packers the most grief.
Yeah.
Out of anybody in the division.
Yeah, it's fuck.
It's almost like, you know, like in baseball where, like I always used to say, like, well, especially. Like, the Reds give the Cubs so much fucking trouble.
Yeah.
And you're like...
They can beat the Pirates.
Yeah. But, yeah, they can beat the fuck... Like, last year, I think I was saying, like, I read something that the Reds had a winning record against the Brewers, Cardinals, and Cubs, but they couldn't beat the fucking Pirates, and the Pirates sucked.
Pirates are dog shit.
Well, they want to rebuild right now, too. Actually, I was kind of laughing, thinking back to... I just remember... when we did that second podcast, like kind of previewing the Brewers, and I think we were talking about the Pirates, and I said, they'll honestly be lucky to draw 100,000 fans this year. I was right. I predicted that.
At least they don't have to find out. They can just blame it on COVID.
The Cardinals have beaten the living shit out of them the last 2 days, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's... Fucking, like, both games are just shit. Actually, my boy Machado went yard last night.
He is your boy?
Nah.
You're a Machado fan?
I used to like him when he played for Baltimore, and then when he went to the fucking Dodgers, I'm like, oh, okay, this is why everybody fucking hates you.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, though? Speaking of baseball, every fucking... There's only 300 feet of teams left after 2 days of baseball. Huh. Houston... They're playing Seattle.
Oh, really? Shit. Sorry. At least they'll be able to hear the trash cans a lot easier.
I actually saw something on Twitter. The Oakland Athletics, you know how the cutouts, they put a cutout of a trash can. And then it was like an Astros logo. But it was, St. Louis, like I said, they're playing fucking dog shit, Pittsburgh, so that...
Yeah.
Brewers got them starting on Monday.
Pittsburgh?
Yep. Nice. 3-game series.
Oh, they play at 1:20 today?
Yep, 1:20 today.
What? I tried to look. Marquee Sports? That's what it said on Bleacher Report. What channel is it on, or just FS on?
It'll be on FS Wisconsin.
Oh.
It might have been a Chicago station.
Oh, okay. Maybe that was it.
Bleacher Report doesn't want to talk about Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's, yep. Marquee Sports Network, Chicago, and then Fox Sports, Wisconsin. So that's the Chicago station. But Padres have beaten the shit out of our boy Mad Bum's team. You know, that's one guy we don't talk
about.
Yeah, that's one team that we don't talk about. We have one guy we don't talk about.
Mad Bum?
Yeah.
What did Monty Jones say? I think any guy that goes to his wedding in fucking denim jeans, you don't fuck with.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, man, y'all going to go for a fight? Anyone, I ain't fight Mad Bum. Anyone shows up to jeans in their own way, ain't gonna fight them. That's so funny.
That's fucking true though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mad Bum seems like he is a... I think we brought him up that one time he got, not in trouble, but I don't think the D-backs were too thrilled.
Oh, the rodeo.
Realized
he
was
the,
fucking a Bronco rider or a bull rider or something.
He was, he had a, what do you call it when you like make up a name? And then
oh, yeah, it's, I'm
alias?
Not, actually, yeah,
alias. Where you make up a name and then you, what the hell was his name?
Yeah, I don't know.
God, it sucks that he fucking hates Ryan Braun so much, which I don't blame him. Because, goddamn, even if he fucking, the Brewers overpaid for him and he sucked, I'd still love the guy.
Well, that's the Brewers M.O.
Well, yeah,
before
well,
Stern
well,
got there.
Goddamn, is it amazing.
Jeff
you know,
Stupon.
It's because Doug Melvin, like, I think I don't think we ever talked about this on the podcast before, but, like, you and I have talked about this before, where it was, like, Doug Melvin, when he was the general manager, I don't blame them when they had Prince, Ricky, Braun, J.J. Hardy, those guys. He went for it. You got to give him credit for that. He went for it. But it was after those guys were all, like, done and gone. He still just tried to fucking patch it. Like, it was like the fucking Flex Seal commercial.
Rip off the old fucking Band-Aid
and
start over.
And, like, what I always compared Doug Melvin was, like, the Vikings. Where, like, he was, you know, oh, let's see, who can we get to play quarterback this year?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, he always just tried to fucking slap a Band-Aid on and go with it, and then jump in water, see if the fucker would stick.
Yeah.
You know,
and it was always fucking pitchers where
pitchers
he
just
do it.
And it was like Randy Wolf, Jeff Supon, fucking Kyle Loesch.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Garza. God damn.
Yeah,
we just named
a
fucking shitbag. That's
a
full
lot of money, too.
A lot of full rotation of just shit.
Yeah.
It's just... And, like, this, you know, it's so funny. Like, I know a lot of people... You know, that's why I like... Even, like, the Brewers train all those prospects for Yelich.
Prospects are dog shit.
Yeah.
Just thinking, like, when the Brewers got Cece.
Yeah.
Who'd they trade? Matt LaPorta?
Michael Brantley is the only guy that amounted to shit. He's still playing for Houston.
Okay.
But, like, Michael Brantley was the only guy that was even fucking, like, even made an impact. I mean, he's been an all-star a couple times. But, like, none of those other guys even made an impact on the MLB roster. And then, like, you look at the Christian Yelich trade, and did you know Jesus Aguilar plays for the Marlins?
When we were just talking about Machado, I'm like, who did he fucking spike at first? And in my head, I'm like, oh, it was Jesus Aguilar, and I was going to bring him up. He plays for the Marlins?
Yeah, he went in yard the other night. He
could see Jesus having a fun time in Miami on off days.
Jeez.
He seems like a guy that would just somehow have bitches around him all the time. I don't know why.
He's just like that big pimp.
Yeah, that he's not really too picky. Maybe they're not like the hottest chicks,
but
they're
he's
the
just
fucking,
had bitches around.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah.
He has that persona about him.
But, you know, I just...
Unlike fucking Sogard, fucking nerd.
Oh,
claiming that guy fucks as a calculator.
Oh, what are those, like, big-ass ones?
Mm-hmm.
Remember those fucking...
Those Texas Instruments?
Where
ones?
You have to, like, fucking jammer in... Oh, God, I hated that thing. I didn't barely know how to work that fucker.
There's a surprise.
Right? But, like, I just think back to that Christian Yelich trade, and it did suck... Not actually, no. I was never even mad about that trade. And we've talked about that before. I remember being at the dog park with Juno and remember, like, freezing my ass off. And I look at my phone and the Brewers got Christian Yelich and, like, you text me right away. And I'm like, yeah, I don't even care who they gave up.
Yeah.
You get this dude. I mean, even at the time, it was kind of like, well, I figured, okay, we might get him for 4 years. I honestly didn't think there was a chance in hell he was going to re-sign. But then it's like, it's just
seeing what kind of guy he is.
Yeah.
He's just like, okay, I think he just seems like he liked his life in Milwaukee. Like,
you know,
liked,
and before Braun became a shitbag, I think, I don't know, I brought this up before. Like, sometimes when we start drinking a lot, we forget what you actually talk about on this goddamn thing. But, like, I remember Ryan Braun's dad, after Braun signed that huge contract, like the first one, like the 8-year extension. And I was watching a Brewer game, and they interviewed Braun's parents, and Braun's dad said, you know, I told Ryan, if you stay with Milwaukee your whole career, you will be beloved by this franchise, this team, this city. He goes, if you play here for 6 years and get the fuck out and go to New York or Boston or L.A. or, you know, wherever, like, you're never going to live up to the hype.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, look at Prince Fielder never went out to...
A-Rod?
Yeah, I mean, like, A-Rod, fucking they dog on A-Rod. I mean, A-Rod was fucking successful. Look at, oh, speaking of another guy, they dog, the Yankees fans dog the fuck out of Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah.
I mean...
Not only 500-foot home run.
What I saw, it was just ridiculous.
What if Stanton, the pressure of, like, playing in New York and all the fans got to him, and now without
fans
or something, he's, like, a little more relaxed, maybe? Yeah. He's so used to Miami not having that, probably.
That is true. And he's a California kid, like an L.A. kid, so, like, he probably doesn't, I mean, I don't think he, like, ever gets upset, but, like, he probably just, like, dude, I don't fucking need to hear, like, I struck out. I'm mad. I don't need you telling me I fucking suck. Yeah.
And then playing for Miami, I mean, do they have rivalry, like, games?
They seem to fuck around with, Atlanta a little bit.
Atlanta, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, even going to, like, other, like, opponent stadiums, they probably just, it doesn't if you're, like, Brewer Cubs or, like, the other
Yeah, there's not, like, home. Yeah. Yeah, like you said, they're not like, they don't feel hatred.
L.A., San Francisco.
Yeah. But it's just like, it's just hard, I feel like, I think Yelich should almost be in that same category, though, where it's like, I don't think he wants that pressure.
I don't either.
Like, the dude fucking kind of sucked in the ALCS against the Dodgers, Yelich did.
NL?
Or sorry, NLCS, yeah. And, like, we still love the motherfucker.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, I mean, he was a main reason they
got there.
So
exactly.
Sure, if he sucked the entire postseason.
But
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Rough series.
Like, we still, he's hands down, I mean, like I said, probably Braun and Fielder. I used to think that I loved everything about them. At the time when they lost Fielder, I mean, we knew that was coming.
Yeah.
That was no surprise. But, like, and looking back on it, you're like, that's the best thing that happened to the Brewers organization. Because, like, think if they would have signed his ass to a fucking, oh, boy, it would not have been good.
So did Detroit have to pay all that?
Well, they lucked out, and they traded his ass to Texas.
Texas, okay.
So I don't know how that worked out with, but then I think Detroit sent, a good chunk of change.
I sometimes forget Detroit as a baseball team.
Hey, they beat the Reds yesterday.
Really?
You know what's funny is, I think we're going to have to pay attention to what the Reds are doing this year.
Oh, I don't think the Reds are a fucking pushover.
Moose had a fucking huge game on Friday night. He was, that kind of sucked. I was watching highlights after I woke up at like 2:45 in the morning after falling asleep at 9 on Friday. And I'm watching the highlights of the Reds-Tigers game, and I'm like, oh my God, Moose was the man. Like, now we have fucking nerd power. That pissed me off. I just said that.
Yeah.
I fucking can't stand when people say that. Nerd power. Like, nerd power. This dude ain't going to fucking hit 2 home runs this year.
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully he can get on base and prove me wrong. I don't think he can be as terrible as he was the first time he was on the Brewers.
Fucking Friday, when I'm driving home, from we had family in town, and I'm listening to you and Jeff Levinger on the radio, and I'm like, they're reading off the lineup, and Sogard's batting leadoff. I'm like, the fuck? I'm like, that has to be some sort of fucking error.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the
fuck? He had that big hit yesterday, so who the fuck knows? I don't know.
I know. It's too early. I shouldn't be bitching 2 games in, but...
Yeah, but the funny thing is, it's like, so... Usually, in his usual season of baseball, you can have those skids, and you're like, okay, it's a long season. It's like, well, 60 games now. You can't have those four or five game skids anymore.
You know, someone brought that point up where they're like,
there's not enough games to make it up.
If you lose, let's just say, like, right away, you start out, I don't know, like 1-6, just say. And then, I mean, The good thing is at least 8 teams each league make it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which, I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I don't.
Like, right this season, do you mind it? Because I don't mind it right now. This season?
Yeah, I guess you're right. The shortened season, maybe just...
Because I feel like... I honestly feel like with a season like this, we still... Like, I don't mind if, like, let's just say... I don't know. San Diego. I don't think what they're doing right now is going to be sustainable. Like, I think... But I think they could sneak in as one of the 8 teams in the NL. But, like, let's just say they do go on a hot streak and they have, like, they win the West somehow. We all know who's the better team between the Dodgers and the Padres, right?
Yeah.
So, like, but let's just say if the Dodgers would have been 6th in the NL in this shortened season, it's like, that would fucking suck because you're like, you know that's a team that is one of the best teams in the NL. Or, like, I just think back to last year. They did it, like, the first 60 games of the year. We go the first 60 games of the year. You remember the Nationals were last year at that time?
Oh, yeah. They were 17-31 at, like, one point.
They were shit.
Yeah.
They would.
I know that doesn't equal up to 60 games, but
still,
I remember.
But still, like, it's like they won a World Series, and that would never have happened. And
yeah, I guess now, yeah, it is a shortened season, so I do like that they allow more teams that.
I also like the way they're letting, so if you're, they're kind of changing it up, like, so if you're the one seed, you actually pick your opponent. It's like the 3 division winners, you can't pick, I don't think you can pick the division winners, because, like, each division winner gets to pick, so then, like, the last 2 teams then just play each other, like the 5 wildcard teams.
I just thought of this. What if you would do that in fantasy?
In the playoffs?
Yeah.
I feel like actually now that I think about it, we should do that. Why not?
There's some people in our fantasy league that do not like change, so of course we would ask, but it'd be kind of
I wouldn't have fucking played Marco last year, I'll tell you that.
Would you have got the pick? Right?
Who was first seed? Oh, was Rico? In Animal House? Was Rico the number 1 seed?
I think so. You were 2, right?
Yeah, I won one of my division. So, Rico probably would take Sheriff Nate. Yeah.
So, but that'd be kind of fucking hilarious.
I
thought of that.
Yeah, we could let the 3 seed
pick.
Like in the wild card round, let the 3 seed pick.
And
because sometimes, in fantasy football, and if you have 6 teams in the playoffs, that 6 seed is always fucking shit up.
So... Yeah, I guess the second team wouldn't get the pick. Mm-hmm. Just the first, I would be given whoever wasn't picked. But that would fucking put another element in it where it's just like,
yeah,
fuck. Because you pick the team you think sucks, and with fantasy, that team that sucks could.
Well,
and then it would be even more be able to shit talk, be like, you picked me, and I fucking
kicked your ass. Yeah, cool.
That would be kind of funny.
That would be. I think we should actually do that. Why not? Right?
Maybe this fantasy league, do it, like, this year.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you can edit. That's the thing. Like, you can just edit the fucking shit.
Yeah.
And, like, I think... I really like... Like, me, Petey, Schiff, and Pratt were texting about that. And, like, I kind of said at first, I'm like, did you fucking JP that shit?
Yes.
You fucking goddamn
sorcerer. So I just took that fucking thing in a 30 rack of Busch Light that separates the 15 cans, and I just threw it at my wall, and I stuck it behind a fucking picture. I can't ever make a Kobe, but I can
get
it on there.
Yeah, you can get it. We cannot remove that fucking can from the can crusher.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
I can see Petey fucking running into that, though.
Oh, fucking Pete runs into that with his head, and I'm going to have to get a new fucking wall or garage door.
Pete's head just reminds me of, like, a fucking ram.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but, actually, I don't know. I do think baseball is actually... I know everyone ripped the fuck out of Rob Manfred and all that shit, but it's like, the shit wasn't as simple as fucking people want to make it out to be.
Yeah, it's, That's why I didn't get too fucking worked up about it. I'm like, it's a multi-billion dollar business. I know nothing about running one of those.
No.
Or like figuring out the nuances with a global pandemic and with salaries. And he works for the owners. That's what people forget about. Like,
mm-hmm. I also, you know, in that Portnoy and Trump interview, I also disagree with those two on that. When they're like, talking about Roger Goodell's got the easiest job in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I was kind of like, I mean, I totally was laughing my ass off though when they were ripping on him for that fucking video. Because I thought the same thing. But I'm like,
just put on at least a shirt, please.
Yeah,
not very hard.
A little loose-fitting shirt would work too, you know. I was geeking out that. But like, I'm also like, I don't think being a commissioner of any sports league is as easy as everybody wants to make it seem out to be.
Yeah.
I
just deal with PR sometimes, probably the hardest.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be hated.
For sure.
By one group. Like, if you fucking let the players get a little more than they should, the owners are pissed,
yep.
Vice versa.
Yeah. Like we said, it's just like, baseball had so much shit to figure out, where it was like, okay, if we play, what's travel situation?
Yeah.
Fucking Toronto has to play their goddamn home games in Buffalo.
Saw the old fucking Bills Mafia. J-Mafia.
But like, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's not as fucking simple as we think. Like,
yeah.
Everybody made it seem like, let's just fucking play baseball. Well, it's like, okay, we have to figure out, where are we going to fucking, or what hotels, what's, you know, what are city ordinance?
That's why I didn't really take a stand either way.
Yeah.
They make millions. It's just like, okay, people, you have to have perspective. In your job, you make a certain fucking amount of money. And if you're doing your job and your bosses or your company wants to cut that money,
yeah,
you would be pissed. It doesn't
yeah.
matter how much money it is. It's just
right.
like that precedent is set. You sign a contract and you have to fucking hash shit like that out. It's just not as simple as they make so much money. It's just like, yes, you're right, but that's not how humans work. Once they're used to making a set amount of money,
yeah.
they're just not going to be like, okay, I'll pay for $5 because I made $5 million, whatever, last year. It's like,
yeah,
no, it doesn't work like
no.
that.
And I know, I think one time I kind of said that, and then I'm like, then you start to actually think about it. Like, yeah, it's not as fucking cookie cutter as you think.
The only way I get pissed is like when people like LeBron or something act like, because I'm white, I have a better life than him because he's black.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, really, dude?
Yeah. I don't have fucking maids in my house.
And, yeah, and I'm not taking anything away from LeBron. He earned everything, but it's just like, yeah, that just shows it doesn't fucking always matter on race.
He has a 2.5-acre house. That is bigger than my fucking parents' house and lawn we have to cut.
Yeah.
And a driveway.
Yeah, I love that Josh Hawley from fucking, what is it, Missouri?
Yeah,
the center
yeah.
from Missouri, just he keeps fucking.
Oh, yeah.
I heard Mark Cuban look like an asshole on TV.
Mark Cuban's kind of a douche.
He got caught fucking talking about all this social justice here, and then they brought up China, and, oh, I don't think I should comment on, like, foreign affairs or...
He's also the piece of shit that once said if he was in a fucking dark alley and he saw a black man, he'd go the other way.
Yeah.
So, like, wait, now you all of a sudden want to, like, it's just these fucking people.
Sometimes in these leagues, I think that there was actually some racism going on, and that's why all these owners and shit are, like, overcompensating now because maybe they're... That's how I look at these woke little pieces of shit that
yeah.
want to call everyone racist. I'm like, no, you guys are the racist, and you
yeah.
guys think all these minorities or people of color, whatever you want to call them, are like, need our help. They don't
yeah.
need our fucking help. I don't look down on them. It's just like, they're their own people. That's why I'm like, maybe the NFL, NBA, MLB, they were doing some racist
mm-hmm.
shit, so they're like, okay, yeah, it's...
We got to fucking, yeah, like you said, overcompensate now.
So, yeah, it's fuck, but... I think us is just being normal civilians look at it, they're just like, and we learn like, wait, what? where is this racism? I don't fucking see it day to day. But
no.
Maybe them owning a huge company, or some people say Trump, like, I heard, didn't want, like, African-Americans or whatever living in his apartments or hotels because then the other, I guess, rich people would move out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't think like that because I don't own fucking apartment buildings. It's just like,
yeah.
I think that's how us ordinary people are just like, I just don't get it.
No. Like, a lot of people share on Facebook lately, and I like it, is if we all just fucking didn't listen to the media for 30
yeah.
fucking days, I think we'd all fucking get our minds straight.
I know our loser pizza makers that don't go to jail for a DUI, their second one, but but I think I said...
That's fucking funny. Colbert!
I think I said this before. It's just like, I like our job because we have an array of fucking races.
Race, yeah.
Fucking, we have fucking trannies coming in.
Yeah.
We don't give a flying fucking. We get to see everyone usually at them being themselves. When you come in for a
yep.
slice of pizza, you're not fucking at like a rally or a protest or
yep.
trying to impress me and Z, of course.
Yeah.
And
no,
just like,
no.
So it's just like, we see all this. We deal with fucking drunk white people, drunk Asian people, drunk black people at bar time.
Yep.
And there's shitty people on all sides.
Yep.
I would say mostly.
White people.
Drunk fucking white college kids are the fucking worst.
Worst, exactly.
But it's just like, but then there's...
Especially the females.
And it's just like, I have no problem with anyone
no.
at our job when they just come in and order pizza. So it's,
yeah.
I think when you look for racism,
you'll find it.
In your mind,
yeah.
you can find some.
Oh, hell yeah, you can find it.
But I just...
But I also think people search way too fucking hard for it.
Yeah. I told myself, I'm like, you know what? Fuck baseball, fuck basketball, fuck football if they do all this shit. And I told myself, I'm like, just fucking get over it. Don't let
yeah.
it fucking, like...
That's kind of how I am, too. I'm like, I'm not going to... That's the hardest thing for me... is, yeah, I gotta, like, just get over that. Like, I don't agree with these guys kneeling for the anthem. I think it's disrespectful. But then I'm also just, like, I don't fuck. Like, only reason
what
I...
What are really doing to us?
No, like, nothing to me. Like,
we're not in the military.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I realize, I'm like, I can't act like I'm this big military guy.
Yeah.
I don't even... I mean, my dad's dad served. But other than that... Really, I mean, my Uncle Butch, but other than that, like I said, there's really not been much military in my family.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can't act like I'm this fucking big military guy.
I just think that everyone should be able to do what they want to do now.
Yeah,
I don't
like,
fucking care.
If you want to fucking kneel, kneel. If you want to stand, stand. But if you fucking stand, I don't want fucking everyone coming at that motherfucker. Like,
exactly.
That Giants guy, the Giants player the other night, it's like, everybody, that was a big fucking talk. The guy I don't even think got in the fucking game. He was the most interviewed fucking guy for the Giants.
And that's the thing. It's just like, what has that guy done in his life to be quoted, let's say, as a racist?
Mm-hmm.
Other than standing for the national anthem? That's not how you fix shit. When you do...
Yeah.
When everyone has the opportunity or the freedom to do what they want to do, you can't chastise someone for that person. You said, I think... He's a big Christian.
Christian, yeah.
And in his mind, in his life, he's just like, no, I only kneel for God, I think.
That's what he said, yeah. He only kneels for God. Or
why
praying.
Does that make him racist?
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's just like, if he's a good teammate to all his the minorities on his team, or it's so woke right now, I don't even know what to fucking call it, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just like, that doesn't make him racist.
No.
At all.
No. And... Yeah, it's just, it's old. It's just, hey, I don't know. It's just kind of, I know, like I said, it's just, I'll watch the fucking games. I'm like, the only time as a fan watching it on TV, you even know the national anthem is half, like, the only time, like, you really know the national anthem half of the sporting events if you're there.
Yeah.
Like, when you're, you know, they don't play it on TV.
They said that they should play Whitney Houston singing at, I want to say it was one of the Super Bowls.
Yeah.
The national anthem she sang was
Tampa,
fucking money. And then The other national anthem I really remember, I don't know why this is so vivid in my head, it was after the week that they didn't play after 9/11.
Yeah.
They, like, skipped that week.
Yeah.
The next game, they played the national anthem, and for some reason I remember T.O. like having tears run down his eyes, and whatever game that was. I just remember that clip.
Was that when the Packers played on Monday night and Chris Geezy came running out with the
Oh, hat? Yeah, that was fucking...
I remember being jacked up.
Yeah. That was sweet.
That was amazing.
But, I'm just wondering, like, could this country fucking... If 9/11 would happen again, we would probably make it political somehow.
Oh, for sure.
It's like, I'm fucking real what this country
that's
can
what
do.
I was, honestly, like, I was just thinking of that. Yeah, I was just thinking of that. Like, it was only 20 years ago where I felt like the country came so fucking tight. I mean, we were both young. But, like, still, it's like, I don't know if there was ever a time where a country came together like that.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Yeah, and now it's just like,
yeah,
it's fucking
like,
more divided, and it seems like it's strategically trying to get divided.
I think it is. Ooh, too.
So
it's a shame because, like we said, we have the opportunity at our job to fucking talk to so many different races, everything.
Yeah,
you know, like people of color, whatever you want to call it, and it's just like. I think we benefit from that. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm actually like thankful for that. Like, I don't feel like I live in a fucking bubble at work.
Yeah, and I'm also gonna say I don't fucking pander or like try to kiss these people's feet either.
No,
I treat them like anyone else.
Treat them like everyone.
Like, I don't think for the most part they want to be fucking.
No,
like I think the people that pander and kiss people's feet. They don't hang around or are not around a lot of fucking minorities.
No.
God, I kind of got to stop calling them minorities. Are they minorities? I guess they are the minority. They're less of a population. But.
Well, I think when you just kind of, talk about anyone that's not white.
Yeah, because that's the majority in this country.
Right.
But it's just like, I don't think they want to be fucking propped up and,
no.
I don't know, maybe I could be wrong.
I don't
but
think
it's
they
just
do
like
either.
Those fucking white woke left liberals are the fucking worst.
Like we always say, man, it's the people that join this shit don't like, or the people that are the most woke don't have like a lot of friends. They need to be a part of something.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they do it.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah.
They can come after me.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
As long as they don't fucking go after Politos, but...
Yeah.
I was thinking it's going to take a few years before we get big, so maybe me and you will be ready to retire by then anyways and say, whatever, burn Politos down, fuck it.
we'll be on our non-wolf podcast.
No, that's the thing, though. If we get so big and they try to cancel us, that means we're probably making money off of this.
That's what I'm saying. We'll be already rich, and we'll fuck
it. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
We can say whatever we want.
Yep.
Like, fuck Stan Harkey.
Yep. Awesome. Actually, one thing before we wrap her up probably here. So, you know, we always like to rip on Drew Brees a little bit just for how, why does he always get so much more credit than Aaron Rodgers, even though we think Rodgers. I think I want to clarify this to people. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a terrible quarterback. I think Aaron Rodgers is a douchebag.
Ah, okay.
Like, I always...
Personality, you think he's a douche?
Yes, I think he's a douchebag. I don't think he's a terrible quarterback. Anyways. Since Drew Brees joined the Saints in 2006, he's had 8 winning seasons, 6 losing seasons,
ooh,
0 league MVPs. Aaron Rodgers, since starting in 2008, 10 winning seasons, 2 losing seasons, 2 league MVPs.
Was one of the losing seasons when he came back for a collarbone?
Well, actually, it's kind of, I wonder if they took that season out.
Oh,
now I think about it. Because 2018 was a losing season, and then 2008,
his first year. Yeah.
So they probably took that one out.
Okay, just because he wasn't a starter all year?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So, the other thing is, who would you rather have as your fucking coach, Sean Payton or Mike McCarthy?
Yeah.
Why the fuck do the Saints get way more credit than the goddamn Packers players? Don't get it.
Yeah, I don't... That is true. There's always Saints in, like, the top fucking positions and shit. It's always fucking Breeze and
everyone. Cameron Jordan, Lattimore. Trying to think. I don't know, safeties. That's why I always think of that one poor safety that whiffed on Stephon Diggs.
Is that last guy's name?
Williams, I think.
Yeah.
He's good, but.
Where do you play college? Texas?
Damn, I want to say Utah.
Utah? You're probably right.
But I'm not 100% sure on that. But he was like a mid-round pick, but he was really good. That was when the Saints hit on all their rookie picks. Kamara.
Dude,
Lattimore,
yeah.
Will.
Fucking Ramchick.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if Ramchick would ever make the drive down to lacrosse. Come on.
Actually, we showed him fucking how much he just...
That's true.
He likes drinking, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, he's an offensive lineman. He's got to keep up the calories.
Actually, do we have a connection to him? Anybody at Rookies that knows us that...
We could get, Subcheck.
My dad
can maybe get Subcheck to talk to him. That's actually kind of hilarious.
We probably got to stop the old Michael Thomas bashing.
We could probably bring it on. He'd probably be like, no comment.
Yeah, I'm not.
I can't imagine.
I'm not here to talk about that.
I'm like, Kobe! Oh, I hit it off the thing. I wonder... That's interesting, funny to bring up, though. What do Michael Thomas and Ryan Ramchick talk about in the locker room?
They don't talk.
Yeah.
They don't talk. Which is fine.
I was saying all, we were just saying that yesterday. It's like, I don't think everybody has to get along.
And it's not a black-white thing, but like you said, I don't think Ramchick and Michael Thomas probably have anything in common.
No. I mean, I can't imagine. Like, when my dad, Ramchick fucking skipped the Pro Bowl to go back to point to drink at Rookies.
In a coyote hunt or some shit.
Coyote. Well, that's what I said after he fucking blew dick against the Vikings.
He had a rough game.
He had a rough game, and I was like, I think he had coyote hunting to get to.
Yeah.
So I texted my mom. I said, did Chris Tuschick have hot coyote spot for him? Seems like a good guy. I've never met the kid. I don't even know what the kid looks like. The guy looks like.
Yeah, I got to say, I think maybe just the size of him would get my attention.
Yeah.
If I was in point and being like, I think I kind of know.
Yeah.
For some reason in my head, I just think he looks a little bit like Chad Clifton. I don't know why I think that.
That's actually a good comparison. I can see that, yeah.
Kind of like... more durable than him. But,
yeah.
But kind of just, not a baby face, but like kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know. other than what ESPN or Sunday Night Football shows when they show the starters, I really don't know what he looks like either.
Yeah,
I don't remember him a ton at Wisconsin.
He could fucking walk in here right now and be like, who are you? Yeah. I have to honestly piss like a fucking motherfucker right now.
We can wrap her up. Otherwise, you can quick piss.
It's
and
up to you.
Quick piss and we'll right. Fucking...
Oh. You know what,
Jesus Christ, he fucking Z right now is fucking doing the hobble. He has to piss so bad. He's doing the old man hobble.
I was holding on to that for a while.
So, yeah, I don't know what we're going to fucking do next week. So my wife's due date is Monday tomorrow. But she'll probably have to be induced either Saturday or Sunday. So bear with us with next week's episode. I will do my best to figure some shit out. Pav knows how much I like doing this, so I'm sure she'll let me figure something out. Maybe we'll do it Thursday, Friday night. Kind of recap how the Brewers are doing. It probably won't be the longest one, but I'm sure we'll give you guys something. And then now that sports are starting to roll, don't be too hesitant to fucking text or email Z or I to bring some shit up. It's kind of fucking weird now. We both are saying before we started recording to actually talk about fucking sports going on because we had about a month of it and then she went right down the shitter. So I just kind of told them
for next week
that I'll try to figure out something that we might have to do it earlier.
Actually, I was just thinking if I don't have softball on Thursday.
I said Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
If we do it Friday, I probably won't drink a ton. I mean, I can drink.
A little bit, yeah.
And then just go to work. It fucking works a joke anyway, so.
Yeah, hopefully it's better next week than it was this week. But, yeah, if we don't have...
Good.
Yeah, if I don't have Stalpo on Thursday, I don't know what the fuck else I'm going to do.
Are you going to cancel her again or what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Lacrosse is in the red, so. I don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't understand how we were not in the red and we were getting like 20 cases a day. Now we're in the red and we've been having like single digits, so I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking dumb, but.
All right, well, fuck. It was actually fun to bring up some Brewers. And when does NBA start? If anyone, Schiff and Tregales and Tom care?
Thursday, July 30th. Bucks start that Friday. I think they play the Celtics at like 5:30, I believe.
Okay.
So
I guess if we would do the podcast, it would probably be after that so you can watch the game. And if we do it that Friday, that won't be
bad. Yeah, we did that Friday. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So what, July 26th, another episode of Two Beers, One Garage in the books. Kawhi, you looking forward to Thursday night opening for NBA again?
Well, I don't play Thursday night, so not really.
All right, good talk.
But when I do play, I'll say I am the board man, and what it do, baby?